KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Atlantic Cam wrestler John McConkie has announced over the weekend his commitment to continue his wrestling career at the University of Northern Iowa. The standout heavyweight grappler is coming off a state runner-up finish in Class 2A this past season. He went 53-4 during his junior season, and he heads into his senior year with some high expectations. McConkie has had a strong summer of wrestling as well, competing at the Disney Duels on Team Iowa Black, going 4-2 at the Junior Nationals Freestyle Tournament in Fargo. He chose UNI over other Division I offers from Nebraska and Northern Illinois. He currently is ranked number 9 at the Flow Wrestling National High School Heavyweight Rankings in the country. Well, the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association has released their 2017 All-State teams, and a number of area athletes were honored. Senior shortstop Dylan Sears of Harlan was named to the 2017 All-State Super Team. That's a combination of all the classes. In Class 4A, senior utility player Blake Elam of Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln was named to the first team. In 3A, sophomore pitcher Brett Sears of Harlan was a second team selection. Class 2A first team selections include senior shortstop Brett Daly of Trainer, junior outfielder Isaac Baumhover of Kemper Catholic, and senior utility player Tyler Lang of Kemper Catholic. Second team selections included junior catcher Dean Bedell and junior first baseman Justin Cox, both of Trainer, along with junior third baseman Caleb Harrison of Tri-Center. In Class 1A, first team selections included junior shortstop Garrett Rice of St. Albert, along with senior outfielder Brandon Riley of Coon Rapids Bayard. Second team selections include senior catcher Quentin Seffert of Bedford, eighth grade second baseman Cy Patterson of St. Albert, along with senior outfielder Marcus Doherty of CAM. In Major League Baseball, the Chicago Cubs have a bit more breathing room in the National League Central after opening a West Coast trip with a win at San Francisco last night. Javier Baez hit a two-run inside-the-park home run in the second inning while the Cubs were building a 5-0 lead against Matt Moore in a 5-3 victory against the Giants. Anthony Rizzo 3-for-5 with an RBI and a run scored, while leadoff hitter John Jay scored twice following his two singles. Jake Arrieta carried a shutout into the sixth inning and improved to 11-8. Wade Davis closed out the Cubs' second win in six games for his 24th save. That win puts the Cubs a game and a half up on second-place Milwaukee. Chicago plays two more in San Francisco before a weekend series at Arizona. The Minnesota Twins did the Cubs a favor by rallying from a 4-1 deficit to beat the second-place Brewers 5-4. Eddie Rosario tied the game with an RBI double in the seventh and came around to score on a balk. Jorge Polanco doubled home a pair in the fourth to spark the Twins' comeback. Elsewhere in the majors, Bryce Harper hit his 150th career home run, and Adam Lind singled home the tie-breaking run in the bottom of the eighth inning, lifting the Nationals past the Marlins 3-2. Washington leads the NL East by 14 games over Miami. Matt Carpenter slammed a three-run homer to cap the Cardinals' six-run fourth inning in an 11-3 dismantling of Kansas City. Colton Wong added a two-run shot and four RBIs, while Paul DeJong smacked a two-run homer to back Carlos Martinez, who gave up two runs over eight innings. That outcome drops the Royals three games behind the AL Central leading Indians. Also in the majors, Manny Machado's grand slam in the seventh inning was the difference as the Orioles won for the eighth time in 10 games, 6-2 over the Angels. That gets Baltimore within a game and a half of the final AL wild card slot. LA outfielder Mike Trout collected his 1,000th career hit and tied the game with a solo homer. The Pirates were 3-0 winners over Detroit as Trevor Williams fired one hit ball over seven innings. Also, Patrick Kivlahan's eighth inning grand slam put a stamp on the Reds' 11-3 pounding of the Padres last night. Don Baylor was one of baseball's most feared hitters in the 1970s and early 80s before managing the Colorado Rockies and the Chicago Cubs. Baylor's family says the 1979 American League MVP has died in his hometown of Austin, Texas, at the age of 68 following a 14-year battle with multiple myeloma. His playing career spanned six different American League teams from 1970 to 87. He earned his MVP award with the Angels after hitting .296 with 36 homers and league highs of 139 RBIs and 120 runs scored. Baylor ended his career by helping three different teams win pennants in his final three seasons. He retired with a .260 average, 338 home runs, 1,276 RBIs, 285 stolen bases, and 267 times he was hit by a pitch. He was the first manager of the expansion Rockies, leading them to their first playoff appearance in the third season of that franchise. In football news, Jacob Park hopes to complete a rarity at Iowa State, start and finish the season as a Cyclone starting quarterback. The native of Charleston, South Carolina, began last season as the backup to Joel Lanning before taking over as the starting signal caller the final five games. He finished 2016 with nearly 1,800 yards passing and 12 touchdowns, and he says the experience has helped his confidence.
It's really big. I mean, I got comfortable. I got used to it. Watching film, I think I don't watch more film than these coaches have in the last 6 months. I know the game. I know what we're trying to accomplish. Hopefully I can get to the point where I can actually call plays.
The redshirt junior began his college career at Georgia and feels much more comfortable in his second year with the Iowa State program.
I come out here to practice every day to see if I can be perfect. You know, not if I can be good or great. It's just I want to be perfect with every read, every decision, every throw. And I've been pretty close a few times, but it's just my preparation has put me at a whole nother understanding of the game, and it's fun.
Park says his expectations for this season are much higher.
Every day I come out 7-on-7, I try to be perfect. We got a set of four reps, I try to get all four completions. The game slowed down for me, and it's way more fun. It's like high school again.
Park will have plenty of weapons at his disposal with experience at running back and wide receiver.
I just stay true to the progression or whatever the play is. With the receivers that I have right now, it's anybody can make a big play. It makes my job a lot really, really easy when you got Keem Butler, Alan Lazard, Chase Allen, and Matt Ian. If they're all on the field at the same time, it's going to be hard to cover any of them.
Cyclones open up September 2nd against Northern Iowa. Northern Iowa opens up the season ranked 18th in the Stats FCS Top 25 College Football Poll. That poll was released on Monday. There are six teams from the Missouri Valley Football Conference ranked in the top 25. Defending national champion James Madison is the top team listed in the preseason poll. They got 134 of 163 of the first place votes. North Dakota State is ranked second with 19 first-place votes. Sam Houston State, South Dakota State, and Eastern Washington round out the top five. Youngstown State is another MVFC team in the top 25. They're at number nine. UNI, of course, is 18th. Illinois State in at 20th, and Western Illinois is ranked 25th in that preseason poll. In NFL news, the Bills have signed free agent Anquan Boldin in a move that adds a veteran presence to a mostly young and untested group of receivers. Boldin has played for the Cardinals, Ravens, 49ers, and the Lions, grabbing over 1,000 passes for more than 13,000 yards and 82 touchdowns. The 14-year veteran spent last season with Detroit, where he had 67 catches for 584 yards and 8 touchdowns in 16 games. New Dolphins quarterback Jay Cutler won't play in the team's exhibition opener Thursday, but look for him to be starting soon enough. Coach Adam Gase says Cutler didn't come out of retirement to stand on the sidelines. Quarterback Brock Osweiler will start the Browns exhibition opener Thursday against New Orleans. Browns coach Hugh Jackson announced the selection of Osweiler over Cody Kessler and rookie Deshaun Kaiser on Monday. Osweiler started 14 games last season for Houston before he was traded to the Browns. Trevor Siemian hasn't won the Denver Broncos quarterback job just yet, but he has earned the starting nod over Paxton Lynch in Denver's preseason opener at Chicago. Coach Vance Joseph announced after Monday's indoor practice that Siemian will get first crack at the Bears on Thursday night. Lynch will start Denver's second game. Latavius Murray practiced with the Vikings for the first time since he was signed in March. Murray was activated from the physically unable to perform list after missing the first 10 days of training camp following surgery on his right ankle. Bears guard Eric Kush will miss the season because of a torn hamstring. Coach John Fox says Kush tore the hamstring from the bone late last week. He was placed on injured reserve Monday and is scheduled for surgery today. All players under National Hockey League contracts this season will be prohibited from participating in the Winter Olympics at Korea next February. League Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly confirmed the decision to the Associated Press yesterday, which means players who signed two-way NHL contracts or who are loaned to minor league affiliates won't be available to the United States, Canada, or any other national teams. The league announced in April it wouldn't be stopping its season to go to the Olympics for the first time since 1994. But questions had remained about players in the American Hockey League and the ECHL. And the PGA of America is moving its major championship to May, beginning with the 2019 PGA Championship at Bethpage Black on Long Island. Two officials involved in the discussions told the Associated Press the PGA of America and the PGA Tour will discuss details of the move as early as today at Quail Hollow Club, the site of this year's PGA Championship. The PGA Championship has been in August since 1969, with two exceptions. The catalyst behind the change was golf's return to the Olympics. The PGA of America is interested in moving into the middle of the major championship season instead of the end. It also loosens the schedule in Olympic years. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.